If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may grow closer to you each and every day during Lent as we come closer to celebrating the great solemnity of Easter, as we continue to celebrate your love in our lives and your call to lead others to come to know that love. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Thursday, and we are here in the fifth week of Lent. Our readings are interesting, and so as you know, I usually focus on the first reading. And the past 3 days, we've been looking at Daniel, but now we go back to Genesis, Genesis 17. Now, we understand here in Genesis is at this particular part, of course, this is we're going to be looking at a part of the story of Abraham, but obviously this is after Adam and Eve, it's after Noah and all that, and now we're with Abraham. And in this part, we're also before Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's kind of an interesting reality here. And Abraham, of course, at the time, was a very rich man, and he lived in the desert, you know, by desert standards, and so he was nomadic, and maybe even, I'm not sure, I'd probably have to talk to someone who understands about these kind of things, not theologically, but actually, I don't know, that would kind of make him somewhere between someone who raises livestock and a hunter-gatherer, I suppose, because he was nomadic. So they moved from place to place. So a hunter-gatherer, of course, is someone who goes out and hunts and gathers, hunts for animals for meat, and then gathers all kinds of vegetation. And he would probably be doing some of that for vegetation, and then, of course, he would be raising livestock. Well, in any case, we have this moment where Abram is called Abraham. So what happens is the Lord calls him, and of course, we see this covenant. And this is the covenant that is between Abraham, and ultimately, it is the covenant that the people we now call Jews, because remember, they went through being called Hebrews and Israel and Jews, and now we, of course, have the nation of Israel back. So these are the people who we now call Jews, and Abraham is making a covenant with God, or God is actually making a covenant with Abraham that continues with the Jewish people to this very day. And so it's a powerful covenant. And so we see the beginning of ultimately this nation that is established from Abraham all the way down to the present time. And this nation of people is in this covenant that then is communicating to the rest of the world the reality of the one God, that there is one God. Now, one of the interesting things that I know I've explained to you before, but I just want to touch on again, is when we're talking God, we're talking a different context or a different reality than we're talking the pagan gods who would have lived all around Abraham. So you have Abraham worshiping the one God, and all of his followers worship the one God. Everyone else is worshiping a multitude of gods. Now, when we look at that, we also understand that there is a difference between the definition of those gods and the definition of the one God. And maybe the more I think about it, during our current time of living on the earth today, we can see how that definition of the one God fits our own society, where of the multiple gods would not. And let me explain to you what I mean. The one God is what we call immanent and transcendent. So I want to focus on the transcendent. So he is above all. See, all the pagan gods, and if you haven't heard me explain this, I'll explain this again. All the pagan gods were literally within nature. So if we understand what you remember from studying Greek mythology, the gods lived on Mount Olympus. Well, Mount Olympus is part of nature. So the gods lived within nature. So they were a higher level of nature. So you'd have the way the Greeks would look at it, you'd have the plants and the animals and the humans and then the gods. Well, God is above all that. He is immanent. He is among us, but he is also above nature. He's literally supernatural. So if we transform that same idea to the present time, we can realize that this God, who did not live on a mountain per se, but he came down to a mountain to speak to Moses. And so we realize he is above the mountain. He is outside the earth atmosphere. He is above everything. We can understand that more intensely today because we see a larger understanding of nature that they did at the time, not even of Abraham, at the time of Thomas Aquinas, a whole different understanding of nature. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform by looking for Catholic Audio Media, three words, but one word on Spotify, or find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So, attention to all of you, the Voice of St. Anthony Parish and St. Anthony Overnight, which is a part of the Voice of St. Anthony, is dedicated to spreading the word of God and bringing you inspiring program on the AM and FM dial and also electronically. But we need your support. So join us in prayer. We humbly ask for you to pray for our mission, that the Lord will guide us where he wants us to be. Together, let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen the communities. And your prayer will help us to do that. So tune in, subscribe to our podcast, and be part of this divine journey. And let other people know. Tell other people of this broadcast and podcast. And if you'd like to contribute financially, of course, the prayers are the most important. But if you'd like to contribute financially, then please consider contributing by either going to CatholicAudioMedia.com and look for the Donate tab. You can find also a place to donate on the front page of our parish website at stanthonyalston.org, or you can mail a contribution to St. Anthony Parish at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 02134. And thank you very much for your contributions. Well, today we're talking about this powerful moment with the call of Abraham. So as I want to reiterate, if we think of God today, one of the things I always bring out is that movie Interstellar, because it gives a scientifically, to the best we know, accurate image of a black hole. And it's fascinating because there's some videos that show how scientifically accurate this is. And we realize a black hole is light years away and tons of light years away. So when we understand that, and we understand that reality, and then we realize that the one God is even bigger than that aspect of our universe, we realize what we're talking about with the one God and this one God who reaches out to Abraham. So the Jews going out to speak of the one God that led to us in Christianity to understand him through Jesus are speaking in terms they wouldn't have understood then. They will understand more now of a God who is above nature, but nature is a lot bigger than they understood at the time of Abraham. Remember, at the time of Abraham, people believed, and this is even among the Greeks and among great philosophers and everything, people believed that the earth, many of the Greeks, I mean, Plato talks about this, believed that there was a God who was bringing the sun up every morning. So people believed that the earth was much smaller, that it was actually just this big sphere. It was almost like a sphere inside a room that was also a sphere. And now we're realizing that the universe is absolutely so much beyond what those original thoughts were. But our understanding of God fits into that reality where our understandings of the pagan gods would not. It's an important distinction. It's another way we can understand God. So it's a very powerful moment, very powerful reality that we're looking at, where this is the beginning of what ultimately becomes the Jews bringing this one God to the world, and through that, the Jews, the Christians, discover Jesus Christ in that one God, and there we have where we are today. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.